What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm going to give the offseason an A because I think they've done everything they could to try to make the season relevant.
Holy bird milk, Bob.
Well, I mean, I don't know how else I can look at it. At the end of the year, we may change that grade, and I'm sure we will. I like a front office that is willing to engage in whatever they need to do to make a season relevant.
Yes.
And to me, they've done that. So it's an A.
Holy ostrich milk limits.
Bob Pompeiani gives the Steelers offseason an A. Former Steelers coach, Hall of Famer Bill Cowher said they needed to make changes.
So I thought change needed to take place. Just that you had an opportunity to reset, reboot, and not think you're going back down the same path. And I think they clearly had done a makeover with this roster, and they're okay with what they have from a coaching perspective. Arthur Smith and Austin on defense, and Mike Zabard on the defense as well. So when you look at what they've done from the makeover on the offensive side of the ball, you talked about the offensive line. I think, again, it's young. There's a little bit of inexperience, Fontemu is going to come in there at right tackle. Broderick's going over to left tackle. I think what you saw was kind of a little bit of an emergence of Zach Frazier. I think he's going to be a center, and Pittsburgh's always had great centers. I think he had a solid very first year.
Real quick, you think Bill Cowher want to play in a dome? Hell no. Hell no.
Nope.
The way Bill Cowher says tackle, tackle.
Tackle.
That's a blue collar bleep right there. But Bill Cowher said, yeah, change was necessary, and they've turned over half their roster. Their wide receiver one, gone. Running back one, gone. Wide receiver two, gone. Quarterback one.
And two.
And two. And three, gone.
Left tackle.
Left tackle, gone. Those are pretty important positions, all of those. Number one safety, out. Number two corner, bye-bye.
Linebacker.
See you, Landon Roberts show, which we're going to miss with Donnie Football because it was very good. They could have been a Breaking Bread episode
and
about
TJ
that.
And T.J. Watt?
No, T.J. Watt's sticking around. He'll be here. I'm confident in that. Are you guys not confident? You're making eyes. You're both making eyes.
It's not a guarantee.
That's kind of where I'm at. I'm like, yeah, I think he will be. I think. But I'm not totally for sure at all.
The rumor out there I've read, and I think Pony put this out there, and something that we've at least speculated on, is that the Browns, being the Browns, paying Deshaun Watson what they paid Deshaun Watson, they lifted the bar so high on what edge rushers are worth that the Steelers could be arguing that we're not even going to look at that as a contract to work off of, as a legitimate precedent. They just went rogue. They reset the market. I think that's pretty feeble ground to stand on. I think they're going to have a tough time convincing T.J. Watt to take less money than Myles Garrett because the Browns are bad at the business operations of football. But if that is, in fact, what they're arguing, then yeah, I guess there would be a chance he's not going to come back.
Well, that move was very smart by the Browns. They, you know, they're bad in a lot of areas. You know, with Deshaun Watson contract, they've done a lot of bad things. But that move right there to get that done and to set the market the way that they did, they knew that T.J. Watt was up.
Yep.
They wanted to screw the Steelers. They wanted to screw the Bengals.
With Trey Hendrickson.
Yes.
They did both.
Yes. That was very smart.
They at least made it harder on him.
If they had the money to do it, it's like, yeah, well, you know what? You're our guy.
It's not 100% he's coming back.
What percent would you give it?
Maybe 90, 87%. But it's like, it's crept down over the longer this goes.
So that 10%, say it's at 90, like what does that 10% entail? Like, what do you mean, like not coming back?
How much you're going to pay him?
No, do you think he's going to get traded? Do you think he's going to sit out? Like, what do you, like not coming back, meaning what?
All I'm reading is if he doesn't get the deal he wants, he won't play.
Yeah.
And at that point, you'd have to trade him.
And listen, all the riffraff, all the talk about Aaron and commitment and all this stuff, if there's an offer on the table and you want to retire a Steeler and be a Steeler, I get business, man. But we're talking about a boatload of money here. And you want to win. And I think TJ Watt is he's a Hall of Famer without question. But if you want to win, and you want to win in Pittsburgh, you got to meet in the middle somewhere. So, and it sounds like that middle is hard to get to for both sides. Harder than people maybe are letting on. Like, I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that you're just waiting to sign.
I'm having a hard time with it because all their moves indicate win, 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 win. And then moving TJ Watt would indicate we're not. But, Doran, you brought this up the other day. You can make it look like you're still trying to win and still get something of value. You could make a player swap and get a pick. And then I heard Pony was on with the Philadelphia guys, and they were just sort of spitballing. He said Nolan Smith and like a third-round pick.
That's kind of what I was trying to talk about the other day. A younger, up-and-coming guy that you have maybe on a rookie deal for like two more years that you fill that position and you feel like somebody, you know, you get TJ off the books and then you get picks another pick back too.
And maybe that guy steps in and replaces TJ, and in that instance, I think he would, and Herbig can still be your situational pass rusher guy, which he's very good at. Or if it's for a different position, you move Herbig into a starting role, and you see how that goes. That's how they'd have to sell it. I don't see any way that the Steelers at this point in the offseason could trade him for only picks.
No.
Because you have to get someone that can play.
Yeah, yep. It'd be so counter to everything else they've done this offseason.
Yeah.
You move off of that guy, and, well, we got a couple more picks in 2026, brings our grand total to 14 draft picks.
But this is exactly what I've been talking about for about a couple months now. Like, I may be off base here, but I just got a weird feeling whenever they drafted Jack Sawyer. I was like, this is an insurance policy. Yeah. Why would they draft him in the fourth round? They had so many other needs. They could have drafted another D lineman. Why? I was like, why would they go outside backer? And that type of guy, the guy that looks kind of like TJ Watt, and has played at a high level and showed it in the national championship. Like, the guy has a lot of pedigree. He's going to be a good player in the NFL.
Yep.
He's not going to be a backup his whole career. I'm like, why would they draft him? That's insurance for TJ just in case something like this would happen.
And you said that at the time, and this would support both of you guys saying, it's not 100% he comes back. He is acting differently. Like, that much I can't ignore. Last time, he shows up to OTAs in minicamp, and he talked. Now we haven't heard anything from him since locker cleanout day. All we get is the Instagram post with the deuces, which he's not the personality that Myles Garrett is, and so I don't think he would ever come out on letterhead and request a trade. But that was his way of showing he ain't happy. Obviously not being there for some of the offseason activities, a way of showing I ain't happy. And now, when Adam Schefter tweets things out that teams are calling about him, like, that could be his way, his agent's way of saying, hey, let's put this out there, but a little bit more under the radar than the way that Miles did. And then we had Ray Fittipaldo come on, and he said he thinks he's going to hold out. So, it's not the same exact situation it was before.
So, you still think he's coming back?
I do still think he's coming back, but... Yeah, maybe for the first time at 9:12 on July 3rd, I'm really giving it some extra thought.
So back to Pomp's take.
Well, let's do that next now.
Why?
So we have more time to get into it.
Sounds good.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
Don't forget real quick.
Please.
This is very unique compared to last time TJ was up for a contract as we said a bunch of times, there's other guys now this time around that are up for contracts at his position that will affect things.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of different things that are probably hitting him right now. He has his brother JJ in his ear. He has the Myles Garrett situation, which is separate from Trey Hendrickson, which is separate from the Max Crosby, which is separate from Micah Parsons. Yep. Like, there's a lot. And then you have the Steelers on in the back of your head. You're thinking, they're not showing me that they love me. They're not showing me my worth, that I think that I have and what I want to do. Like, we have to compromise here. Like, I want to win here. I want to stay here. You're telling me that. You're not showing it. There's a lot of things going on in his head right now.
Not to mention, I've always thought that TJ was in lockstep with the organization in thinking that they're actually close to winning something big. I always thought that him and Tomlin saw things eye to eye. Maybe he sees, okay, we're going to turn the quarterback room over again. Like, we ain't won a playoff game in my tenure. Like, we're sort of just meandering along as this perennial 10-win team. Maybe he's having second thoughts about whether or not he can actually contend here. Maybe he's seeing it the way that everybody else is seeing it, as opposed to the way that Mike Tomlin and the higher-ups in the organization see it.
Would you see it that way?
Oh, I'd be...
Well, I think the prospects of him getting traded to a contender are very low. At who's going to part ways with a really good player at this point? I mean, maybe Philly?
Buffalo? Washington?
Washington? I mean, yeah, okay. But they're going to trade McLaurin and a pick to Pittsburgh for T.J. Watt?
I would.
If I'm Pittsburgh, I'd take that.
I would trade that if I was Washington, because I just got Deebo Samuel. So I've already got my insurance policy just in case that situation does. I would do that.
I think McLaurin's much better than Deebo.
He is, but it's not that far of a drop off.
And if I'm Jaden Daniels, I'm like, no, don't trade my guy.
Absolutely, but you need help on defense. You're close if you're Washington, and T.J. Watt can take you over that edge.
Do you think the Steelers have offered him $33-34 million a year?
Yeah.
Yes.
But he wants 40.
Yes.
And he should, too. I mean, he should. He's got the same damn stats as Miles, but up a tick at every single run. I don't blame him for wanting that. I think he could have handled it better before. I mean, we've had that conversation ad nauseum, but I don't blame him for wanting to be the highest paid edge rusher in the NFL. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and all his stats clear Miles. And they're not the same position. Like, we've had that talk,
they're
too.
Not the same position.
But they get lumped into this edge rusher category. And if you're going to pay that guy that kind of money and I have better stats than him, you better pay me too. And I hate that guy, because that guy takes shots at me after snow games and crap. And I don't want that guy to be walking around thinking he's Mr. Big Shot whenever I feel like I should be Mr. Big Shot.
Little brother. You go to Cleveland, you go play Cleveland. If you get paid less than Myles Garrett, you walk in that stadium, you're little brother compared to Myles Garrett.
Oh, I'd feel about this big.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett comes here.
You're not little brother if you still outperform him and beat him.
If you outperform it and beat him,
it's a urination contest. I mean, that's what it is.
And I'm making less money than
him? I'd be so mad.
I'd be so mad. Even if I beat him, I'd be even more mad.
Yeah. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We got to react to the palm take. Only been teasing it for 45 minutes. At least the people heard it. We'll get to that when we come back. React to what Bill Cowher had to say as well.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. 923, time to make the call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Jerry Dulac reporting that TJ Watt wants to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, which on its surface sounds a little obnoxious, no, but that would be Ja'Marr Chase at $40 million and then $250K slapped on top of it. Miles Garrett's making $40 mil. So if you want to get paid more than Miles, you might as well take that extra $251,000 and slap it on top, be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. But when I hear that, it doesn't make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside, because it just he's a valuable player, obviously. We know what they look like when he's not on the field. They lose football games. What are they, 1-10 or something like that, when TJ Watt misses a game? He's incredibly valuable. He's one of the better players in the league. But something about, oh, I need to be the highest paid non-quarterback kind of rubs me the wrong way. Then you start digging into the numbers and you realize it's not that big a difference between that and what Garrett and Ja'Marr Chase are making.
It's just funny because, like, I mean, I look at it like, you know, I think you win football games by offense. So I would pay my offensive players. But it's just funny that all the edge rushers that have gotten paid or up to be paid haven't won jack you know what. Like, what? Who's even come close that has gotten paid or is up to be paid? Who's got? Miles Garrett never came close, really. Max Crosby never came close. Hendrickson.
Yeah, came, 21.
Yeah, okay, came close, and they're still not trying to pay him. Micah Parsons never came close. We're all these edge rushers are getting paid this much money, and what impact do they have on their team really winning? Really getting far at the end of the day. Greg, they have impact, but not the impact that an offensive player would have.
I mean, that's a really interesting way to think about this. Khalil Mack's making 18 a year. He ain't won jack.
Nothing.
You got Bradley Chubb with the Dolphins making 18.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Sweat with the Cardinals. Gregory Rousseau, who really only came into form last season. And I think you have the Steelers to blame in that preseason game where he was working Broderick Jones. He ain't won anything. Andrew Van Ginkle with the Vikings making 23. Rashawn Gary with the Packers. Montez Sweat with the Bears. Brian Burns with the Giants. Josh Hines Allen with the Jags making $28 million. Nick Bosa, 34. Okay, fine. But yeah, man, Max Crosby, Danielle Hunter, Miles Garrett, the top three highest paid edge rushers in football. None of those guys won jack.
Yep. Nothing.
Well, on the team that did win,
they're all young.
Josh Sweat, they let him go.
Right.
Yeah, good point. I screwed up Josh Sweat. Yeah, thank you.
They let him go.
Mm-hmm. And they seem to know what they're doing over there.
But paying that player $40 million is a good investment.
Josh Sweat? Oh, you're talking about with the Steelers. Yeah.
I'm asking that question.
No.
It's not.
It's not a good investment at the end of the day. I see both sides.
$34 million? I could get right with.
If they'd have traded him at the beginning of the offseason and made clear that they knew that this season wouldn't be a good season, I'd have swallowed it then and probably celebrated it to some extent. You do it now, I think it's laughable. You know what I mean? You got Aaron Rodgers. You got DK Metcalf.
What's more laughable, him holding out or them trading him?
You think he'd hold out?
What tells you he wouldn't at this point?
I don't know.
Do you think he's in Latrobe on July, whatever.
You're talking about holding out camp? He's definitely going to hold out camp.
I'm talking about they suit up and play a game. He doesn't have a contract.
I would be stunned because that's not going to move them off their... They don't negotiate in season.
If he played or if he didn't play, which would stun you?
If he didn't play.
What would stun you?
If he played. I mean...
You guys are on totally different pages, I'm trying to...
I mean, if he doesn't have a... Let's be honest with ourselves right now. If he doesn't have a contract in front of him that appeases him, I don't think that he may give some leeway for a mill, maybe. But if it's not what he is asking for in September, when the first game gets kicked off, he is not playing.
Yeah, I guess I don't think it would get to that point. I think that deadline will be there and then they'll pay him. I just don't think, let's say your situation happens. I mean, they would trade him before he held out. They would trade him before he held out. Because once you're holding out, they're not going to pay him. They don't pay anybody in season. They're not going to change that for him. Because you would just fork that money over now. You know what I mean? There's zero reason why you would let it get to that point if you were planning on paying him. You would just pay him before it got to that
point. Or you're just hoping that he would actually break.
Right. Which I'm not getting the sense that that's happening.
Anybody else? That's what I'm saying. So. Yeah,
nothing you read or hear would indicate that they're close. Now, they could be because everyone was all over the map on Rodgers too.
And you know what? They weren't close at this time last year on Cam Hayward. And that happened in September. It always happens in September. It happened with Troy in September.
Was Cam Hayward at minicamp?
I can't remember, honestly.
Pretty sure he was.
Yeah, he was.
Which is weird because he was spouting off all pissed on his podcast.
At least he's talking.
I know. That's why any answer I would have, you guys are going to have the rebuttal here because he's operating in a way that he didn't operate before. So clearly there's a level of frustration here that there wasn't before.
It continues. This offseason continues. It's been an interesting one.
Yeah. Look at him. He's such a pro. It's been such a wild offseason that it was shocking to the masses when Bob Pompeiani graded that offseason an A. Your thoughts on that take, Pat? When we come back, you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Bob Pompeiani has given the Steelers offseason an A. Pat, did you listen to our show yesterday?
I did.
Oh. That ruined the game. I was going to see if you could guess what we gave it. Not collectively, but individually.
I'm guessing B. I didn't listen to the whole show. Parts of it. B? B minus?
What do you think I gave it?
B plus?
I gave it an A.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you give it?
B.
I'll give it a B. It'd be an A if they addressed left tackle. That's my...
You are the only person who's been on that. I'm not saying you're wrong, but you're the only person who's been on that. And I just could... proved to be the fatal flaw in this team this year.
I'm not rooting for it. I hope he finds it. You know, dig it out of the dirt, as they say. But I just don't... I understand why they're giving him an opportunity because they've invested in him and they drafted him. And he's young. But having played the quarterback position, I would not feel great lining up with my left tackle having been a below-average right tackle in the NFL. Like, what about that inspires confidence from anybody? And not that players can get better, but he hasn't at a easier position.
I mean, he was fine last year. He's only the 97th ranked blocking tackle in the NFL.
It's just the Steelers, and one of the reasons I think it's that their offseason's had a lot of sizzle to it.
Was
like
that you?
But under the radar has been the most important position on the offensive line is being it, the most important position on the offensive line is now your most unknown.
If he's as bad at left tackle as he was at right tackle, does anything else that they did this offseason matter?
No. He's the most important player on their offense coming into the season.
I agree.
That doesn't make me feel all that great.
But I could see them hiding him or helping it with Darnell.
They're going to help him, but that's going to leave a tight end in.
Yep.
And
oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. But you got a rookie tailback who, you know, obviously you have Jalen. They better be ahead of the chains. Like, you get third down, and he's got to post up and block Myles Garrett.
That's when they failed last year. I mean, they had a lot of problems on the offense. But remember when they beat Washington? We're sitting there going, okay, this offense actually looks the part. But we talked about whether or not traditionally, if they're trailing in a game, you got to drop back and pass. What's it going to look like then? And we found the answer. It was bad.
Yeah. That's why if they would have addressed that position with anyone other than Broderick or Dan Moore, I would have given it an A.
They obviously weren't going to be able to afford Dan Moore specifically, nor should I think they have wanted to pay him that kind of money. But would you feel better about the team if, regardless of cost, they had Dan Moore at left tackle than Broderick Jones?
Probably.
Man.
Probably. I mean, he was a higher rated left tackle than Broderick Jones was a right tackle.
A lot of the analytics actually like Dan Moore.
And he was terrible 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, historically bad in terms of PFF, but better last year. This is Broderick's, what, third year? Fourth year?
Third.
And your confidence level is inspired by what he did in college at that position. And you're willing to ignore little to no improvement at an easier position over the past two seasons.
And the thing about Broderick, too, and we've talked about this, is that he was a project when he came out. Like, he was a nice ball of clay.
Yeah.
If he was going into year three and had played the prior 2 years at left tackle, I think we'd all be like, okay, it's just taking the guy some time. He's still got all the talent.
Right.
but they've jerked him around. And so you're hoping for some, and progress isn't always linear, but you're hoping for some level of linear development. And you've been playing him at right, now he's playing at left. Now he's going to feel more comfortable there and he shed the weight, but he hadn't been repping left tackle.
And oh, by the way, this is the least mobile quarterback you've had in the past 5 years since Ben left. That includes Kenny, that includes Russ, that includes Justin Fields. Mason Rudolph is right there.
He can scoot a little bit, that Mason.
Decent. Yeah, he's more athletic than he gets credit for.
Mm-hmm.
But I would he's towards the bottom of that list. He's on the bottom of that list. So I have genuine concerns about that, and I don't think it like if I were on that team, if I was Arthur Smith, if I was Aaron Rodgers, my first question is how are we protecting you? And what does that mean schematically? And it likely means help, which means you're either not getting a back out or you're not getting a tight end out. And it likely means being somewhat conservative on base downs to eliminate negative plays, especially early in the season, as you try to get Rodgers' confidence up.
They got to play this O-line in preseason ball a lot.
Oh, they're young. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they got to play a bunch.
And that's scary because I thought their depth was actually pretty good last year,
right,
and not as much right now.
I think Frazier's got great upside. You know, Seumalo's a mainstay. McCormick's solid. I like how Fautanu projects. But, I mean, Seumalo's played more games in his career than the line has combined. The rest of the line has combined. You know, they're a question mark for me. They really are.
I think one of the reasons why it's exciting and good that they have 12 picks in next year's draft, if it goes terribly awry, I mean, you can flip a fifth-round pick for half a year of a tackle. It's not going to be an ideal situation, obviously, but you might have to pull the plug. Like if they want to, if you want to contend, and that guy's sucking the soul out of your season because he doesn't develop and he isn't what you thought he was as your left tackle, you might have to make a deal at the deadline.
It just strikes me that he couldn't even share reps or beat out Dan Moore Jr.
And then
that says a lot.
The second that Fautanu came back,
he shared,
in that reps. Denver game, he had been here, and he's sharing reps with a rookie who missed everything.
Yeah.
And you know they're loath to play young guys. Example, Roman Wilson, when they miss what they think is a massive developmental point of the season in training camp. Like, Roman Wilson wasn't getting a sniff. Troy Fautanu, you hear a lot of beat writers talk up how much they like him. Fair enough, and clearly they do. But that said just as much about Broderick Jones to me as it did about him.
Yep.
All right, one final segment, gentlemen, until the long weekend. You like fireworks, Pat?
Love them.
Oh.
When I know they're coming.
So like Pat doesn't like the surprise firework.
No, it's like a random Tuesday night, and all of a sudden you're like, downstream, I'm like, what's going on?
You live in Lebo. Meanwhile,
Crowley's in a bunker in his basement when he hears it. Get downstairs.
No, real talk. I'm taking the baby home. Where my wife's parents live, you can see the Dormont fireworks. You can see the city of Pittsburgh fireworks. They got prime firework location off their back deck. I'm taking the baby home. My wife's going with my oldest. I don't need it.
You're not a firework guy.
I would rather put the baby to sleep and pop on an old football game.
I agree.
You're
going
to be on a back porch ripping a dart probably.
And my buddy's coming in from out of town.
Over under how many this weekend?
This week? Probably 5.5. I can't do what I used to do.
Packs?
No.
Packs?
I can't wait. I'm going to hit up Hampton Beer Outlet after this. I'm going to get myself a case of beer, and I'm going to get myself a pack of smokes.
You're a loyal guy on the whole way to Hampton.
Oh, they got the best prices, the best customer service.
Hampton Beer Outlet. You can't possibly.
Route 8 in Hampton.
You may even call the pickle today.
I think I will.
Can't possibly like cigarettes like that. Like,
oh, yeah,
they're nasty.
Look at him. Look at him.
Oh, Doran.
Look at the little gremlin.
And kids out there, smoking's very bad.
He's talked about meth today. He's talked about
JFK.
Oh.
Social media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. That first drag in like a year, oh my God. I'm going to meld into the universe. I'm going to feel it's going to be tremendous. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19 in Peters Township. School's out for the summer, baby. Final segment, and then we are running wild.
What's the first food you're going to eat tomorrow?
Oh, he did the thing.
Like, if you could pick, like, what is your go-to?
Like, give one meat.
Are we starting
one
breakfast?
Side dish?
No, the 4th of July, like, it's 4 o'clock.
Give me one meat, one side dish, one dessert.
This is hard. Like, you know, on 4th of July, like, a solid hot dog's always good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just a good hot dog, little relish, little onion, ketchup, and mustard.
Oh, you have painted the picture, baby.
That is, like, America to me.
You like to burn it a little bit?
Has to be a little bit.
Let's go.
Yes. Burgers are good. I want to smoke some ribs.
That's what I'm doing.
You going to tweet out a picture?
Yep.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I want to live vicariously.
Side dish,
you.
Like the baked beans. So my dad made the best baked beans. Like from the start of my grandpa, the whole bacon, the like those are solid. But it's just some associated challenges that come with eating baked beans.
Yes. The farts.
Yeah.
I think the 5th of July, there's some other kind of fireworks going off for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're all dealing with that. I don't think you have to be self-conscious.
Yeah. Man, the possibilities are really endless. What about you? Got to have a bomb pop? You have to have a bomb pop on the 4th of July. You know what a bomb pop is? You don't know what it is.
We haven't
stopped. Like a rocket pop?
The blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Popsicle.
Yeah. Those are called bomb pops?
Bomb pops, yeah.
I'm not a big popsicle guy.
You're not?
No.
Yeah.
I'll do a grilled peach.
Grilled peach?
Mm-hmm. You ever done that?
No.
Cut that bad boy in half. Get the pit out of there. All right? Throw it up on a grill.
Top rack? Or do you actually put it right on the grill? You don't want to burn it.
Right. Top rack's good. You still want to get those grill lines.
Yeah.
A little bit of sugar. Little bit. Cinnamon. Put a Hershey Kiss in it at the end. Put it in a bowl with some vanilla ice cream. Unbelievable. But I'm going the exact same hot dog as my guy, Pat. But I think I need that thing burnt from end to end. I need a crunch when I bite into that sucker. And I'm going baked beans, too. Look at us. What about you, Dickerson? You're going ribs.
Ribs, baked beans.
What about you, Dickerson?
Ribs, baked beans, for sure.
Rib, baked beans.
What about a dessert? Burger.
You dessert.
Can't pick a second meat.
Okay. Dessert.
Who said you can't? This is America.
You can't triple stamp and double stamp.
You're right. This is America. Have all the meat you want.
I don't... Oh, man. Maybe like a dessert cocktail.
Because
it'll be like nighttime probably.
You like the espresso martini?
Love an espresso martini. Mm-hmm.
See, like, 4th of July is a bourbon.
Yeah.
It's a bourbon holiday for me.
Maybe a Manhattan.
Yeah, Manhattan, old-fashioned. Do you have a little smoking kit to smoke it?
No.
Smoke old-fashioned?
But I have a professional bartender at my house, so like she can make the best.
Mm-hmm.
As you've probably had some of her old-fashions at her work.
She's an excellent bartender.
Yeah.
Harry, what are we eating tomorrow? What's your go-to?
I like cheeseburgers, and do you like alcohol?
Yeah.
Because I do. There's this red, white, and berry drink that exists out there, and it's very good.
Red, white, and berry
what
drink?
What does Harry Callis put on his grilled cheeseburger?
His grilled cheeseburger?
Yeah, it came out wrong. You get what I'm saying.
What if you made a grilled cheese, like a grilled cheese, but you put a burger patty in there?
It's called a patty melt.
Thank you, Doran.
Yeah.
At Sharky's in Latrobe, if you're heading up there for training camp, they do the grilled cheese cheeseburger. Instead of buns, it's grilled cheeses. It is incredible.
I bet. I've been into pickles lately, though. Like putting pickles on sandwiches or like like meatballs and stuff that I have. Like it's good.
Meatballs.
Well, I can't always have bread because I'm on the diet, you know, I got to stay away from the carbs.
So you have a meat bowl with pickles?
Yeah, so like I'll get, or like, what do you call it? Like a protein bowl, that's it.
Mm. Yeah. You put pickles in it?
That's right. Pickles, lettuce, tomato.
It's like the sandwich without the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I follow you.
You know my father-in-law
did the other day? Scotch and water, hold the scotch?
Right.
What'd you say?
Can I get a scotch and water, hold the scotch?
That would be a water, Dorn.
Water boy?
We made tacos the other night. My father-in-law came over the day after. We had run out of taco shells.
This is like when you had the enchiladas for like 3 weeks?
Yes.
You had the same meal every single day?
I love
my stomach feels weird.
Well,
you're eating enchiladas like you're going to...
Listen to what this guy did. He took the remaining taco meat and some French fries that we had left over for like days before that, threw it all in a bowl, mixed it up together, and squirted a whole bunch of ketchup in there. Taco meat with taco seasoning, fries, and ketchup. It was revolting.
Ooh.
Harry never told us what he likes on his cheeseburger, but I guess the people will have to wait until Monday at 5:40.
Pickles are one of the
pickles and cheese, I guess.
Pickles and cheese. What about mustard?
I don't really do the dressings anymore.
I'm more of a mayo guy on the burger.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ketchup too?
Ketchup and mayo.
You know they have like a burger sauce that is...
Yeah, they can get out of here with that. I'm doing it myself.
Thousand Island?
Get you know what I could make? Is smash burgers. I make a really good smash burger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it for us.
Hmm.
Happy 4th of July. Everyone be safe out there. Be smart out there.
Yeah.
Don't do anything we wouldn't do. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A high of 84. A beautiful day to get the festivities started.
Antonio Brown.
Low of 65. That is AB. You're right.
Dan Moore.
Low of Dan Moore.
Jack Sawinski.
Thank you, Harry.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.